Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, guys. It's Erin again, calling in yet another couple of experiences. This time I thought I would tell you about maybe 2 or 3, if I have the time, different experiences that I've had and different things that like happened to me when I was growing up that kind of like made me a believer. The first one is I remember I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, and the power in our house went out while my parents and I were out to dinner. And my parents were like, okay, well, before we, you know, call a hotel and go inside to get stuff, let's give it time. Let's give the power company time to get our lights turned back on. And so we decided to go to Dairy Queen and get some ice cream. And while we were on our way back from Dairy Queen, we turned into our addition and we passed a corner that like a block or so away from where my house was. And there was this bright figure of light standing near, not underneath, but near a street lamp. And I remember wanting to point it out to my parents, but for whatever reason, like something stopped me. And as we passed this figure, it started to follow us. It started to follow our car. And when my parents slowed down to turn into the driveway, it stopped. Like it started to slow down and then it like completely disappeared while I was watching. And, as soon as we got into the house, like all of the, like we, my dad had pulled out his cell phone and was using a flashlight to look up the number of a hotel nearby to see if they had any room for us. And, as soon as he found the hotel and as soon as he started dialing, our lights turned back on. And, from that point on for a couple of years, actually, I developed insomnia at a relatively early age. I had no trouble staying asleep, but I had a lot of problems falling asleep. And every time that I would have problems falling asleep, I would close my eyes, like something would tell me to close my eyes, and I would see this bright flash of light, and instantly I would become completely relaxed and start to fall asleep. And I have no idea like why it started. I don't know who or what it could have been. And I most definitely, like, it stopped. Maybe around the time I graduated high school. I graduated high school when I was 17. So maybe around the time I was 16 or 17, it stopped. And I have absolutely no idea why. The next experience that I wanted to tell you about happened at Orville, near a place called Devil's Hollow. And there's urban legends about the spirit of a witch who lives back in the woods of Devil's Hollow. And sometimes people will go back there to try and provoke it. And it was me, my best friend, my boyfriend at the time, and one of my boyfriend's friends decided that we were going to go on a late night drive. And I say late night because I was working second shift at the time. So I didn't get off of work until 10, and I didn't get home from work until 10:30. So we didn't hit the road until probably like 11:30 midnight. And he wanted to go back into Devil's Hollow. And he had some firecrackers in the trunk of his car. And he decided he was going to try to piss off the witch by lighting firecrackers. And thankfully, nothing happened. It was just really loud. And I was actually really unnerved, like hoping and praying that nothing would happen, that she wouldn't come after us. And my best friend was even like, you know, we shouldn't be provoking the witch. Like, there is something back here. We shouldn't be provoking it like this. And the boys were just like, nah, screw that. And we were on our way back into town. And we had to cross over this bridge. And I've never been a person that's afraid of bridges. I love bridges, actually. I remember going over the Mackinac Bridge when I was like 8 or 9 and just taking a whole bunch of pictures with my little disposable camera. And, you know, I wasn't afraid in the least. And I've gone over bridges since then with no problem. But as we got closer to this bridge, I started to feel very anxious and dread. Like, just in the pit of my stomach, there was dread and fear. And, like, I even remember going, babe, is there a way that we can go around this bridge? Because I don't want to cross a bridge. I don't want to cross this bridge right now. And he was like, no, this is the only way back into town. So as we get closer to this bridge, I get more and more anxious and more fearful. And I have no idea why. And by the time that we actually crossed the bridge, by the time we actually hit the bridge itself, I can't, like, my eyes are closed and I'm clenching onto my best friend as tightly as I can, and I can't breathe. And there's just, like, there was so much sadness, so much anger and fear as we were crossing the bridge that I couldn't take it. I don't know what it was. It's maybe the witch did find us and she was just trying to let us know that she was angry. I don't know what it was. And my best friend, I told her about it later and she was like, no, I didn't feel anything. So I think it was just me that was affected by it, because like my boyfriend, he didn't believe in, he was very skeptical. He didn't believe in any of that kind of stuff. That's why he was like, yeah, whatever. When we said, when my best friend said we shouldn't be trying to make the witch angry. And the final experience that I wanted to tell you about is sorry about that. I had a timer going for work. I'm a housekeeper. That's what I was about to say. I have a set amount of time that I'm supposed to be in and out of a room. And so I set a timer to help me work against the clock, basically. But, I was going into a room and I walk over to the bed, start stripping the sheets and the blankets off of it. And I noticed that there's a ring around the bed. And initially, I thought it was a circle of salt. And my immediate reaction is, ah, shit. Because I thought it was a salt circle. It actually turned out to be an improvised salt circle with, like, Gold Bond body powder. And he had it all the way around the bed. Like, he had pulled the mattress out to put it back behind the mattress as well. And he had left a Bible sitting out on the nightstand. And, you know, I know that people that check into the hotel sometimes, you know, they do read the Bible because they enjoy reading the Bible, or, you know, it's not just because you may or may not have summoned a demon. So I'm going about my business in the room, and the entire time I'm in there, I feel like this kind of like, what are you doing here type of presence. And before I can leave each day, a member of management has to go through the rooms that I cleaned that day and sign off that they were done and that they were done correctly, and I make any corrections or fix anything that I might have missed while I was in there the first time. And when I came back in, I felt that exact same, like, what are you doing type of presence. And in my head, I said, you know, we're only going to be in here for about 5 minutes. We're just trying to do our job. Please let us work. And it still felt like I don't like you here, but it kind of let up. And even, it happened maybe about a month ago. And even now, when I go into that room, I always feel like bristling, almost like when you get too close to a stray dog that doesn't know people or doesn't like people type of thing. And I always in my mind say, you know, I'm only going to be in here for a few minutes. I'm just trying to do my job. Please let me do my job. And it still seems very weary, but not so like trying to push me out of the room. And the last time that I was in there, I like to snap my pillowcases open, and it makes a really loud, like almost like a whip cracking type of sound. And it just, you know, gets the pillowcases open that much quicker, so that's why I do it. And I picked up a pillowcase and I snapped it open, and I hear this voice say, please don't do that. And I said, okay. And the other two pillowcases, you know, I just opened them up as gently as I could. And I went to make the bed, and usually what I would do is I put the sheet, put the flat sheet on, put the blanket on, fold down the blanket, and then fold down the flat sheet. And that's what I started doing, and I hear another voice say, I don't like it like that. So I took the blanket off, and I folded the flat sheet down, and then I put the blanket back on, and I folded the blanket down, and I heard the same voice say, that's better, thank you. And as I was leaving, I said, you know, thank you for your patience. And I'm going to have to come back later. But once again, I'm just doing my job. Please let me do my job. And it seems to actually be okay with me in there because I'm very respectful of it. Because I say, you know, I'm just trying to work. Please let me do my job. I will leave you alone as soon as I possibly can. I'm actually kind of surprised I didn't get cut off. Those were the experiences that I wanted to tell you guys about, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I really hope to hear this on the air, because that's what I've been waiting for, to hear one of my many stories that I sent in to you guys on the air. Bye, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888 Ghost 13. That's 888-446-7813.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.